From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. There was a sober assessment today from the country's top military leaders. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld told senators that he cannot promise any significant cuts in troops in Iraq this year. General Peter Pace, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that while Iraqi troops are increasingly taking the lead in ground combat, no Iraqi units will be able to operate independently for a matter of months. NPR's John Hendren has details.
It's an election year, and polls show support for this president and this war lower than ever before. So it's no surprise that it's the Democrats on the Defense Subcommittee of the Senate Appropriations Panel who took Rumsfeld to task for the time it's taking to get the current 133,000 American troops out of Iraq. First in line was California's Dianne Feinstein.
It seems to me that the time is upon us to transition that mission and begin to confine our presence to logistics and support and move our people out.
Then came Richard Durbin of Illinois.
Can you tell us that before the end of this calendar year, a significant number of American troops will be redeployed out of harm's way in Iraq?
No. No one can. It's obviously our desire and the desire of the troops and the desire of the Iraqi people. We have every hope that we'll be able to continue making reductions as the Iraqi security forces continue to take over responsibility, as General Pace has described they're currently doing.
Michael O'Hanlon is a military analyst at the Brookings Institution. He said even 3 years into a war that began with an invasion force of 225,000 American troops, the number probably will not dip below 100,000 until sometime in 2007.
The broader reality here is that the Iraqi security forces are getting better, and they are getting more capable. And even if you think they're only typically worth half as much or a third as much as a typical American GI per person, nonetheless, their numbers are up to 50,000 to 60,000 fairly capable individuals. That doesn't mean we can start drawing down right away. Still, the training of the Iraqi forces provides a bit of a basis for a gradual drawdown.
Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy asked Pace, the nation's top military officer, about reducing troop levels faster.
Is there any significant section of Iraq that the Iraqis can control law and order without U.S. involvement?
Sir, there are 14 of the 18 provinces right now that are essentially calm, secure.
General, in those 14, are there any one of them that the U.S. forces can withdraw completely in the next 3 months?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Pace said that's because the Iraqis don't yet have a working supply and logistics operation in those provinces either. With all that going on in Iraq, Democratic Senator Robert Byrd wanted to know why the Bush administration is sending an already stretched National Guard to the Mexican border.
Wouldn't it make more sense to have the Department of Homeland Security contract this work to the private sector and allow the National Guard to preserve its readiness to respond to natural disasters and its other traditional missions? How about that, Mr. Secretary?
It seems to me that it will not in any way degrade or damage the National Guard's capabilities.
Rumsfeld explained that the 6,000 National Guard troops the president is talking about using to support the Border Patrol represent just 2% of the National Guard. John Hendren, NPR News, Washington.